AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Melissa is in line to become the strongest hurricane to hit Jamaica since record-keeping began in 1851. Landfall is expected tomorrow. Melissa is a very dangerous Category 5 hurricane. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness was asked about evacuations.
Buses and the police and the military were mobilizing to communities. I've seen some of the videos with the police over their loudspeakers, encouraging persons. So that's what we've been doing, encouraging them. But I'm not certain if we have done any compulsory evacuation.
The storm has killed at least six people in the Caribbean. Melissa is not expected to reach the U.S. as the government shutdown goes on.
It's starting to get real. You know, we just missed the paycheck.
Furloughed federal worker Humberto Lopez is getting help from World Central Kitchen in Washington, D.C. He says the shutdown is not sustainable.
At some point, you're just going to dry out your savings and all that. And, you know, when you have kids and daycare and mortgages and all that, you know, banks aren't waiting around for you to get paid.
There are no signs an end to the shutdown is in sight. Federal officials say British political commentator Sami Hamdi was detained by federal authorities at San Francisco International Airport. One senior U.S. official says the detention was related to comments he made about the Middle East. A Kremlin official says Russia's test of a nuclear-powered missile that it claims can't be stopped by air defenses reflects determination to look out for its security interest. The news came after a week that saw tough new U.S. sanctions announced on Russia's key oil and gas sector and new European commitments of military aid to Ukraine. Israel's foreign ministry says the government will not allow Turkish troops to take part in any future international peace force for Gaza. The foreign minister says Israel opposes Turkey's participation because of President Erdogan's hostility to Israel. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker unravels Paris's Louvre heist.
More than 100 investigators in Paris hunting for stolen jewels and some of the thieves that took them from the Louvre Museum in a daring daytime heist. Four men were seen riding off on scooters with the stolen crown jewels worth more than $100 million after using a basket lift to scale the outside of the museum and enter through a window. Officials say two are under arrest. A source not authorized to speak publicly says one was caught Saturday at the airport trying to fly to Algeria. Both men are in their 30s and known to police. Meanwhile, investigators are analyzing DNA, combing surveillance video, and questioning museum employees. The jewels are also now on Interpol's Stolen Works of Art database. I'm Julie Walker.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.